Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
More people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, you know that we probably obsessed over Zach Gallen's 243 and two-thirds total innings between postseason and regular season in 2023 a little too much. I admit that, but still, because I'm fascinated by it. I talked to Zach multiple times about it. I've talked to other players about it. I've talked to coaches about it. All of it. How do you get a player to that level? Obviously, that is the be-all, end-all when it comes to the last couple of years. Nobody's even been any close that same year. The closest were Jordan Montgomery and Zach Wheeler, both at 219 and two-thirds. This year, I don't think anyone's going to come close either. I mean, really, you look at it, Garrett Crochet is the guy who's leading the pack right now, and he's bounced. He's not pitching again this year. I don't know if you know this, but he's at 213 innings. Next up, Tarek Skubal, 210 innings. Maybe, but if his team doesn't win, if the Tigers don't win, he might not even pass Crochet. So of the teams, let's go through this right now, where we are with all these pitchers. So the teams that are tied 1-1, which is Tigers and Mariners. You have Skubal at 210 innings. The next for Seattle, the biggest total is Luis Castillo at 186 and two-thirds innings, so obviously not even close. The teams with advantages who are up 2-0, Dodgers, Yamamoto, 180 in the third innings, 183rd innings. That's easy for me to say, but that's not a lot. Gosman, 198 and two-thirds innings, so he'll probably go past he will go past 200 innings. And Freddy Peralta with the Brewers, he's at 182 in a third innings. So really, Gausman is the only one that has a chance of the very real possibility that he actually goes on a run if they beat the Yankees and they go, he's going to pitch again and he could pass Crochet, but still there's a long way to go. Can you imagine the wild card pitcher ultimately being the innings leading overall in terms of postseason and regular season? Well, you know, stranger things have happened. All right, for the teams who are down to nothing, who are 0-2, the Yankees have two guys over 200 innings, and Carlos Rodon is going to pass his teammate, Max Fried. Carlos Rodon is at 201 and a third innings heading into game three right now, and Max Fried already at 204 and two-thirds innings. For the Cubs, 184 and two-thirds innings, that would be Matthew Boyd. And for the Phillies, Phillies are right up there, and this guy is probably going to also pass Crochet. Who knows? 207 and two-thirds innings, but we don't know with the Phillies, you know, obviously down 2-0. So you have all those players. So you have six players so far who are total in regular season and postseason who are 200 innings or more. Now, let's go back to last year to give a sort of an idea of what we're dealing with, jumping off point, what happened to the players who went 200 or more innings last year. You're going to find this fascinating just because I said so. All right. There was eight pitchers last year who went 200 innings or more. Ready? So Seth Lugo, 216 innings postseason. Scooble, 211 innings postseason. Logan Gilbert, 208 two-thirds innings, not postseason. Zach Wheeler, 207 innings postseason. Logan Webb, 204 and two-thirds innings, not postseason. Aaron Nola, 204 and third innings postseason. Corbin Burns, 202 and a third innings, barely postseason, one game. And Sean Manaea just crept over 200 innings, 200 and two-thirds innings. He, of course, was in the postseason. Now, what I did science, I did math. That's what we do, science and math. So in total, those pitchers who pitched 200 or more innings last year pitched a total of 1,654 and two-thirds innings. Let me repeat that, 1,654 and two-thirds innings. In total, those same players, those eight players, were 1,052 and a third innings. So just over 600 innings less, 600 innings less this time around. You only had one player. Let's see, you had Scooble. He was the only player. I'm sorry, Scooble and Webb were the only players to go over 200 innings back to back. Other than that, not even close. Let me repeat that. Last year, 1,654 and two-thirds innings. This year, 1,052 and a third innings. All right, so we have to get to the bottom of this. How are teams approaching this? What can you do? And that's why I talked to a guy who knows what's what, a guy who isn't a pitcher, but a guy who knows like what it takes to get pitchers through this bobbing and weaving of a season, go deep in the postseason, or at least the plan they laid out for the guy who, as we said, right now sits with the most innings. And that's Garrett Crochet, 213 innings. And that's Red Sox VP of Sports Medicine, Brad Pearson. I think this is a really, really interesting conversation. I talked to him after Crochet's last start about what their plan was, how they approached it. And, you know, again, we deal in science and math, and in this case, entertainment and information. All right. I hope everybody enjoys. I know that's a lot of numbers being thrown around, but it's a very, very important exercise to understand what these pitchers are doing, where they're going, and who might be running on fumes and who might not be. And if they don't run on fumes, why they aren't. And if they do run on fumes, what happened? What can they learn from it? All right, here you go. Here's Brad Pearson, VP of Sports Medicine. All right, there's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Brad Pearson right now. Not only because he went to the greatest institution ever in Springfield College, but because he's just one of the straws that stirs a drink. There's a lot going on there. I compliment you a lot, but thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no worries. And overstated by far, but no, thank you.
So one of the things that I was talking to Alex Cora about this, about how it's changed in terms of the medical side of things of getting starters getting pitchers, really, all pitchers through a season. I remember back in the day, it was like, well, let's do a fake IL stint to give a guy a break. And maybe there's still that going on. But from your perspective, how has things changed? How have things evolved?
Yeah, I mean, I do think there are always evolving hurdles to get over in terms of how we can give these guys rest and still be competitive and still reach our team goals. I think that's something that's always been here, but the path to navigate that is always ever changing. And so you have to find opportunities. You know, baseball is the great problem of baseball is the now versus the later. Yeah. And it's hard to think about later when you're fighting for your life now. So I think that's something that we always think about trying to do in terms of whether we're going to give a guy more time, reduced volume in a start or skip start or things like that to be creative to play the long game.
Has there been one or two things that have been sort of difference makers, evolutions when it comes to this line of thinking, or has it just been monitoring everything a little bit better?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, I think our monitoring processes are much better. We have a lot more data to go on instead of just a conversation with you know, the coaches and the players. So we try to be able to use the data a little bit more effectively of being, you know, ahead of when fatigue sets in. Because ultimately that's what you're trying to do. Like, once somebody's already hit the wall, it's almost too late. So you try to be more prospective with it.
So obviously the guy that, you know, we had focused on off of game one was Garrett Crochet. And I mean, he's a really, forget about the fact that he did so well, he's a fascinating case study, because he, starting way back when he told Chris Getz, I want to start, and they mapped out a plan. So when you get Garrett, knowing that he had been a starter but had been limited, now you're going, okay, we want to get not only to October, through October. Do you sit down with him? Do you form a plan? What was that process like?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Garrett gets all the credit. Like, he's got the nickname Beast for a reason. Yeah. In this clubhouse, because he is a beast, and like, he works his tail off to be able to pitch every 5 days and give us a chance to win every 5 days. And he's just maniacal with his work. So, you know, he makes us look good because he sets the table for success. So for us, it's actually trying to convince him that, you know, we are playing the long game here. This is Boston. We expect to be in the playoffs. We expect to go deep in the playoffs. We have experience doing this. So it's really just kind of aligning our thought process of what the game plan is here. And we want his input too. And if we don't have that trust, then I don't think we'll get to where we want to be. So thankfully, like, I think we're able to get to that place where Alex is on board, you know, Brez is on board, Bales is on board, and most importantly, you know, Garrett's on board with a long-term plan while still fighting for our lives every day to win.
So how do you do that? You talked about your better ways to measure things, I know that, for instance, you guys use the catapult system. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. I see these guys wearing around this thing. But there's ways to measure actual physical things instead of the guesswork. But how do you do it where you say, I think we've seen this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Test strength or this velocity or this dipping a little bit, maybe it's time for a rest. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah, I think it's multifactorial, of course, and there's so much data that we can glean and obtain from the games themselves, which is best case for us. You know, there's everything from the pitch counts, the volume side of things, to the intensity side, which is miles per hour, and we have all that in their bullpens as well. We have throw counts and. On top of that, we're checking his physical metrics, whether it's force plates or dynamometer testing for his shoulder and his forearm, and all the while having the conversations. And, you know, those all kind of get put in the pot, and we look at all those points. And I'll say, like, we had you know, a friend of mine did a high-level survey of sports professionals across all sports around the world, and still the number one thing is talking to the player. Everybody still agrees that talking to the player on a daily basis and having that relationship and trust, get feedback of how they're recovering is paramount to anything we do. So it's multifactorial. You take all those data points in there and then you have a conversation. That's how it works.
The last thing is, do you feel like you guys have a much better handle on all of this ultimate goal, especially again, to get guys through October, than you did when you first started?
Humbly, no. Yeah. I don't.
You're always worried about it.
Yeah, there's always a new challenge. There's always new things to consider. So it's a evergreen problem for us. But you know, we work our tails off with all the other departments in our organization to try to, you know, have success. And when we see someone like Gary have success again, like, the credit goes to him. Like, he's the one that makes it happen. And you know, if we can help in a small way, then we're very grateful to be part of it.
Okay, awesome. Handball class was awesome, wasn't it?
I was a golf and volleyball and what was the Fit for Life class.
Oh, Fit for Life.
Those were my skills classes.
Okay. Yeah. If people don't know, that's the birthplace of basketball, Springfield College, the Harvard of Alden Street. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Yep, thank you. All right.
Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.